Views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing.
Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA, coming to you live from FEMA region number 6. Today is October the 2nd, 2017. We have a live show for you today. Today is a Monday, and wow, the year has just... And it's going by so quickly. I know that you all have noticed it yourself, how fast it's really gone by. It's they always say as you get older, it gets faster. No, there is a speeding, a quickening to this year, in my opinion, from what I'm observing. And I know you all may or may not have that same view or perspective, but I know that I'm really noticing just how quickly this is going by. So definitely want to just thank you all for being a part of today's show and to being a part of BTR Community, Black Talk Radio Network, and Tando Radio Show, and just being a part of Black Talk Radio Network, seriously. So we greatly, greatly appreciate you. And got in a little bit late today, but we're going to have a great, great show for you today. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Hit star, star. I'll see you in queue, and we'll definitely, definitely bring you up. Man, where do we start? And I would just definitely say a lot is going on in which you all know, and a lot of reasons why to prepare. So before we get into that, everyone, continue to support Black Talk Radio Network and all of the programs that are brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Black Talk Radio Network is so, so essential, so necessary, so it is what we actually need going forward, and it's really what we've always needed throughout our past, because we need to have a centralized place where we can all go and be a part of something where we can synthesize what it is that is important to us individually, our families, and us collectively. And definitely this is it. I want to just say before we get started, what's up to my man Ramon. Ramon, I'm sorry about yesterday. I got so tired. I was so, so busy. I wasn't able to give you a call back, but we'll do what we need to do with your show. And I'm thinking about doing that on Thursday, L.A. Ramon. So just to let you know, and we'll coordinate and get together. My phone was, I was on the phone for a very, very long time yesterday. So sorry about that, my brother. So with that being said, everyone, continue to support Black Talk Radio Network. You can easily do that by going to www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. Once again, that's www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. And once you're there, just look on the homepage, and the homepage will take you to where you can give some of your financial energy to support this network, because you are the only support that this network gets. It doesn't look for corporate sponsor. It doesn't look for governmental sponsorship. It looks for your overall engagement in seeing that this is something that's necessary to keep going forward, and an opportunity for us to do just that. So you can do that by going to www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. You'll see the donation prompt on the homepage. Please go ahead and hit that. And when you do hit that, that will actually bring us where you can give some of your financial energy to support the network, keep it on air, keep it developing, bring new programs on, and to facilitate what it is that you need and what I need going forward. So definitely very, very important. One second. Let me just, I just got a phone call. Let me let this person know. On air, we'll call back later. We'll call back after. Thank you. Sorry about that, everyone. So definitely want to do that. Also, another way in which you could support Black Talk Radio Network and all of the programs I brought you, you could be part of its social media outlet. And the social media outlet is known as BTR Community. BTR Community is a organic or a holistic way in which you can engage in your overall social media activities without being adversely affected. Very easily to do. Just go there. And for $24 a year of BTR, you can find BTR by going to www.btrcommunity, or you can find it on the homepage for Black Talk of Black Talk Radio Network. You'll see the capital B with the black background. You can just do that, and that will lead you into it. $24 a year. We want to make sure that this continues to grow and expand itself even further. It's a place, the only place that I post, and it's the only place that I will post in the future, because this is the only place I really need to be. So, and it's, I think, is a very great centralized place for us to utilize our overall capabilities to facilitate what needs to be done. So definitely BTR Community, $24 a year, and then you don't have to worry about your identity being sold to the highest bidder, nor do you have to worry about you being data mined in your overall what you post, what you say, what you respond to, what you like is not a reflective of how you want your overall public persona to be. There's a difference between public and private, and so this is a way in which you can protect your privacy, because whenever you do FedBook and the other ones, everything you do is discoverable and made for other people to see. That's why they do it. It's a trip. They've already, you know, they've got our the community to like to gossip and to like certain things, and so we gravitate to that type of stuff, and that's really, really a position, and that is putting us in a position of, I mean, that's really a mentality that puts us in a position of disadvantage, and it makes it much easier for us to be controlled. And so that's very, very apparent. So, and it also makes us easier to be controlled because of this. You know, when you look at what's going on in the world, well, I'm going to talk about this a little bit later, so let me get through this part. So if you'd like to be a part of the BTR community, simply go to www.btrcommunity, or you can simply go to www.blacktalkradionetwork.com, sign up there, and BTR Community, www.btrcommunity.com. Sign up there, $24 a year for the membership, and then you can post things about you, your business, or someone else's business, or an event that you're sponsoring, hosting, or event that you think that needs to have more public exposure. You could do all of that there in a more holistic way that will be beneficial to you, your family, and the overall community. So definitely, definitely do that. And if you'd like to get in on the conversation at any time today, give us a call, 866-510-9025. Okay. Also, if you would like to acquire real money, you could do that by going to Prosperity Mint, ProsperityMint, prosperitymint.com. And once you're on prosperitymint.com, check out what we have in inventory. And then from that inventory, you will be able to behave like a king or queen or a lady and a gentleman and remove yourself from, even though we're paid like slaves, we don't have to save that way. You could do that, and there's a very, very important reason. I would definitely say before you purchase at there, make sure you go to info@prosperitymint.com, email info@prosperitymint.com. Someone will get back to you. The reason why that's done so that you can always be in a position of advantage. There will know explain to you the buying process and some very, very critical things that saves, that's very, very important for you, so that you have the best possible savings that you could get is by emailing. It doesn't matter if you purchased before in the past. You need to still, if you never made contact with Prosperity Mint, and if you say, well, what does that mean? That means that you haven't made contact with them. If you would know what that means right away just from me talking about it. So make sure that you do. If you've purchased in the past, don't just blindly purchase. There's some things that you need to know that will be beneficial to you. So info@prosperitymint. Next, also, if you would like to be part of our trading platform, you can go to www.rcryptocurrency.com, www.rcryptocurrency.com, and start trading the cryptocurrencies, particularly Bitcoin in the top the top cryptocurrencies that are there. You definitely want to do that for the standpoint of acquiring more cash, more currency, so that you can move it into savings and move it into things that you want to do, facilitate this and facilitate that, your standard of living, your quality of life, some of your bills, and you could do that to have another stream of income that is valuable to you. I would definitely say don't save in that, because that's not what it's about. That's not how it's going to help you. In the long run, it will only be a burden. So we want you to be in a better position of advantage. So definitely you could do that there. Also, what else I got? What else we have? It was something else. Can't remember. Oh, if you would like some of the trace minerals, I think they're going to be having their program. If you like the trace minerals, I've been sending it out to some of you all. If you like that information, just you could text me, 951-790-8330, and I will send you that information. So that's about it for now. I want to say the legacy, the seminar that was put on by Legacy Wealth Management was phenomenal. Wish you all had participated. You definitely need to participate in it in the future. In great, great seminar, well worth it, and what you get is valuable. I mean, you could tell from just the people, like, oh my goodness, this should be, you know, so much more. And I didn't know that this was so critical for me to know this stuff and to be applying. It's you can't miss this type of stuff. It's really, really good. And believe me, I will only bring to you stuff that, such as this, that is well worth your overall. It's a reason why we do it all. And once you start engaging it, then I can tell you why, because there's some things that we talk about in private that is not for public disclosure. So, all right, so definitely once there's going to be coming up one in November or December. I will let you all know when that is, and so that you could get a heads up. It will be in Dallas. Come to Dallas. Especially for you, the Candor Radio Show listeners, come to Dallas. We'd love to see you. We need to be doing that because a lot of things are changing. We need to get on board. Let me tell you, I have a network of people that that are in my preparedness group. You need to have the same thing, show you how to do it, extend that overall preparedness group to you. But the thing is that you have to be willing to work and have some things to offer because it's not just where you can just, you know, just come in and use and just someone take care of you and all of that. So know that that's not the best way for things to go, is that when we have collective prudence, there's a sharing of things, and that makes us a whole lot stronger. So only people that ever get offended by that are those that plan on doing just that. Those that don't plan on doing that, they expect that, and they respect that because they don't want that same thing to happen to them. So if it offends, that's because you plan on just someone taking care of you. Okay, stay where you are. Or definitely please don't engage us. We don't need that type of energy, nor do we appreciate, nor do we accept that type of energy. But if you're one that wants to work, and doesn't matter, you know, you know, is a difference between someone that may not have so-called much earthly things, but are a wealth of talent in different things that they want to share. That's what is really all about. The earthly things are just a byproduct of your overall intrinsic the intrinsic value that you have. That's what it's all about. So definitely engage us there. Let me know. Come to the seminars, and then let's grow this whole thing. Okay, so what did I forget? What's up, my man Scotty? I didn't get to get in early enough to say what's up to Scotty. I'm not quite sure if Scotty's on the board. And if he is, what's up, Scotty? How you doing? And to everyone that's on the board that I recognize, Brother Bragg, L.A. Ramon, I believe, no, that's not. I think that's Roz, not quite sure. And everyone else that's on the board, greatly, greatly, greatly appreciate you all. All right. So with that being said, let's get into today's show. And if you'd like to get in on the show, give us a call, 866-510-9025. 866-510-9025. Hit star, star. We'll see you in queue and definitely will bring you up. What I need to do real quickly is I need to check something in case there's some information, very, very important information that has been emailed to me that I need to share with you all. And if that's so, I will definitely do just that. Let me see. One second. Oh, no, I don't think I didn't get that email yet. Okay, so, all right. Okay. So, let's get into what's in the news. Today's show, and this one is the part two of last week's show. I didn't get to do that one, so I'm going to be pulling back some information from last week on Friday and also incorporating it into today's show. And this one changed a little bit in that last week's show. This one said topic for today in Clear Desperation 2, the system wants us to turn on each other via red rum. Getting out is necessary. Let me just explain what I mean to that. The system is desperate, wants us to turn on each other and via red rum. Red rum is murder. For some of you that may not know that, it's murder backwards. And that's what they exactly want us to do in so many different ways. They want us to kill each other, not only physically, but intellectually, spiritually, you know, in all forms. They want us to perpetuate their overall, well, you know, it's a force multiplier. If the system could get the people to fight and turn on each other, that means that because of the few numbers that they have and the few capabilities that they have, it actually makes them much, much stronger to be able to control many. So via red rum is via murder. And I said, getting out is necessary. We definitely need to get out of this because it's going to continue to wage the way it's been waging. So with that being said, let's jump into what's in the news. But before we do that, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Hit star, star. I'll see you in queue. Right now I'm not in queue, so you would just have to say, excuse me, Dave. And I will definitely go to you for today's radio show. All right. So first, knew this. Let me see. 1 second. I went to and I see came back to the board and I see that there's a caller that's there. Caller out of California. Did you have something that you wanted to say or express? You can do that now. Okay. So they muted. Wonder if that was Monster. All right, so.
Hey, Dave, what's up, man?
Hey, Scotty, what's going on, brother? Sorry, I came in a little late, didn't get to say what's up, make my greetings with you. I miss doing that even before the show starts. What's going on, brother?
Hey, nothing, no problem. Yeah, sometimes that board, it automatically mutes them, but I've noticed it's taking longer to automatically mute them, so they probably had just called in and the board hadn't muted them yet.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. And okay, great. All right, cool. So, all right, so let's jump into what's in the news first article, as you all have probably known, this one, I got this one from express.co.uk, is an outside agency. Las Vegas shooting. There was a quote, "You're all going to die," shocking warning 45 minutes before attack. More than 20 people, well, it was actually more than 58 people last time I checked, and over 100 injured after the Las Vegas shooting, according to Las Vegas police. Chilling video has emerged showing the moments gunshots rang out during the busy music festival, cutting short the show. As the packed audience escaped from the shooter, from a shooting, in terror. So check out that in the article. I guess there was in this one, there was someone that was going around, and they said the lady had pushed her way to the head of the to the front of the stage area, and was saying, "You're all gonna die soon." So, coincidental? I doubt it. I doubt it. So, and I'm gonna tell you, I cut back, and I was telling you know, someone that I've cut back my exposure to large crowds. Because I just don't have no interest in today's world with what's going on to be caught up. I'm not trying to guess if this place is going to be safe or that place is going to be safe. For national things, things that have been advertised and many people know about them, nah, I'll pass. So, you know, I just wouldn't engage it. I'm just not going to engage in that because I'm not going to subject myself, because if something goes wrong while I'm there, first thing I'll say is, damn it, I knew it. I'm telling you, and that's a bad feeling for me, you know. So, like, daggone it, I knew this was something like this could happen, or I knew this was going to happen. I knew I shouldn't have been here. I don't like that feeling at all. So, check out that article, and we'll touch on some of that today. Next article, I got this from Reuters, talking about the same thing. Las Vegas police investigating shooter near casino. Next article, Rise posted shooter open fires with machine gun at Vegas concert. Next article, Rise posted this one. Understanding Ethereum, Bitcoin's virtual cousin. And it says, let me go back to the first one. This one comes from Reuters. Los Angeles police early on Monday said they were investigating reports of an active shooting at Mandalay Bay, the city's famous strip, on Twitter. And we all know that was the case. We'll talk about some things. Some things that I noticed there that would be beneficial to you all. And then Rise posted the shooter open fire with machine gun at Las Vegas concert. Police are hunting for the female companion of a lone gunman who killed at least 50, which is now 58 people, may have been more from the last time I checked. And the overall individual female friend that they said that it was identified, and that she wasn't possibly involved because she was out the country. Well, it's just a bunch of different things here. I trust nothing that the system says. So check out that article. Next article, Ross posted this one from the LA Times. One second. Understanding Ethereum, Bitcoin's virtual cousin. Ethereum is not a virtual currency. The Ethereum network has its own virtual currency. Either in the simplest terms, Ether are needed to pay the other computers on the network to complete tasks. It's not free to use the network. And Ether is Ethereum, is the short for Ethereum. So check out that article. Good article, Rod. Next article, I posted this one from The Guardian. And it don't say, and this is, pull this up. And it says, Catalonia referendum, 90% vote for independence, says official, as it happens. And over in Spain, in Catalonia, they were having major protests where the police opened up with rubber bullets on the people who refused to. They don't want to have a government in the traditional way that we've known governments to run. So big ups to them. Hopefully it was actually conceptualized and put together and hasn't been infiltrated, which I doubt it has, which I doubt that it is free from the actual system itself, but it's still a case in point of what's needed. Next article I got from the Automatic Earth, Catalonia and other disasters. Check out that article. Next article I got, this one comes from the Daily Reckoning. The fragility of the North Korean nuclear showdown. Very, very important. Right now, there is no doubt that the greatest threat to world peace in the general in the U.S. in particular is coming from the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, North Korea, commonly referred to as North Korea. And I would say, no, that's not it. The biggest threat is the overall system itself and the different tools that it uses, the different tool that it uses to weigh that threat and to make that threat more credible is the governmental system. And of that governmental system, there's no country more greater to the overall threat of peace and stability than the United States. This propaganda is full of it. But the overall message of it is very true. Very, very true. No, the United States has always been and always will be. Well, it not always will be until the next celebrity figurehead. Just like you have a celebrity figurehead president, you'll have a celebrity figurehead country, the personship of a corporation that presents itself as something that it really isn't in disguise of what it's being used for. The U.S., which you term and deemed as the United States of America, is being used for the purpose of something much, much, much more sinister, and we buy into it. So check out that article. Very important. So, 1 second. Next article. Trump undercuts, this comes from Politico. Trump undercuts Tillerson's effort on North Korea. Celebrity figurehead Donald Trump on Sunday seemed to undercut his own Secretary of State in escalating the ongoing nuclear crisis with North Korea, tweeting that Rex Tillerson's efforts to negotiate with Kim Jong-un was essentially useless. And what did he say? It's useless. Don't waste your time, Rex. Don't waste your time. You know what it is that we need to do. And that is a part of today's show, why that's so important and what that really means. We're going to take a look at some of the current events that are happening that we definitely should be preparing for. So check out that article. Next article I have comes from Press TV. U.S. adds Iran and Venezuela to human trafficking list. Isn't this... So wait a minute, the U.S., if Venezuela and Iran were engaged in human trafficking, which I'm not saying that they're not, but the U.S. knew about it, but how about this? The U.S. was facilitating that same overall human trafficking platform, but now that the U.S. has a beef with them, or they want the citizenry around the world to think that, particularly in Iran and in the U.S. and Venezuela, that there's a beef with the other countries when they're not at beef at all. They put you up against each other. But it's mildly interesting. Now, all of a sudden, now they're involved in some human trafficking. Boy, the propaganda is thick, and where it goes has always been the same place, based in lies and deception. So check out that article. Very, very important. Next article. This one comes from CNN Money. Russia just gave North Korea internet a big boost. Oh, wait, let me go back to this other one with Iran in Venezuela. The United States has added Iran and Venezuela to a list of countries accusing of failing to fight human trafficking nearly a week after similar hostile acts against the two countries. Why? Because this is how the U.S. starts to say that they need to have military engagement and military intervention as a humanitarian process. Boy, this stuff is so full of it, and we buy it over and over and over again. One of the reasons why we buy it over and over again, because we are mentally exhausted into insanity. And that's why we're not able to have balance and be able to see the way, you know, our young people of the past would have been able to see. You know, if you look at our lives, more and more we become blinder and blinder to what's really going on. So that's crazy. So check out that article. Next article, just gave Russia from Cerebrally Naive Network Money. Russia just gave North Korea's internet a big boost. Russian state-owned company Transtelcom has provided a new internet connection for Kim Jong-un's regime, according to North Korea's monitoring project 38 North. Cybersecurity experts have also confirmed the new Russian link. The move strengthens North Korea's cyber security capabilities at a time of heightened tensions with the U.S. Now, let me tell you something. Some of the best hackers in the world come out of Russia. Been doing it for a while. If you ever wonder why all of the major big Fortune 500 companies and everything else, why they have Russians in their IT departments, you'll see in the future. No, this is all a part of the whole infrastructure games, and this has all been set up for a very, very long time. So look at IT, you'll see the Russians leading that field in one way or another. Very, very embedded. I'll just put it that way. And so you should let you use your imagination for what that means. Next article. Next article comes from Press TV. Saudi king due in Moscow on Thursday, the Kremlin says. Now, why is this so important? Look at what the deal with Russia is doing. They just sent Korea to strengthen their internet. Why? Because that's the overall new battlefield. They strengthened North Korea's ability to wage a war and to win one. And then what happens? Now the Saudis are in bed with the Russians. This is what happened when you have an empire that falls. Saudi Arabia is not going to Russia to negotiate anything from the petrodollar, the U.S. petrodollar standard. Just the opposite. They're going to Moscow. Moscow's not coming to them. That's big meaning. It's all set up, and you need to prepare for it. Next article, this one comes from USA Watchdog, $20 trillion missing, U.S. government, a criminal enterprise, from Catherine Austin Fitz. Check out that article. Next article from the Global Times, and this one is critical, talks, and it really goes right along with the Russian in Saudi Arabia article out of Press TV. Global Times, 40 years on, the Sino-Japanese ties a bright future. This marks the 45th year anniversary of normalizing diplomatic relationships. 45 years ago, the Japanese Prime Minister began his visit to China, and then the two countries signed the Japanese-China Joint Agreement on September the 29th. Why is that so important, ladies and gentlemen? Because that is going to facilitate relationships going forward. And we'll take a look at that today also if we have time. Next article, this comes from South China Morning Post. Corruption is the life and soul of a command economy. So true. Former political rising star has been expelled from the Communist Party and will face prosecution, the state media reported 2 months ago after his shocking downfall in just weeks. So, this is what happens, and this whole system is corrupt. It's how you get to these different levels and places. So, check out that article. Next article I got from Sputnik News. The robots are coming. Norway fears unmanned wars. Military intelligence get an eye at the future wars and will increasingly be fought by intelligence robots and effectively replacing human soldiers. The Norwegian researcher fears his country may be caught unaware by the latest trends in unmanned warfare. Check out that article. Next article from Rise. Make your own peppermint oil, the best insect repellent, asked a prepper. So check out that. That's so true, man. And I got been using some peppermint oil lately, y'all. But yeah, it definitely does work. So check out that one. Next article from Raw Story: America's White Rage. Here's 11 white over 50 mass shooters from the last decade. Ross posted that one. Check it out. Next article I posted, got this from the OrlandoSentinel.com. Governor Scott declares state of emergency to help Puerto Rico recover. Governor Scott declared a state of emergency in every Florida county on Monday to help the state provide services to Puerto Rico's fleeing the island after the devastation caused by Hurricane Maria. In addition, Scott announced a disaster relief center that will be set up at the Orlando International Airport and in Miami to help those seeking refuge in Florida. This is not any coincidence. That was the overall agenda from the beginning. So that's what's in the news. If you'd like to get in on the conversation at any time, definitely would love to hear from you because a dialogue is much more important than a monologue. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Hit **. I'll see you in queue. What's up to my man? To those of you that are there, so we are going to definitely get into today's show. But if you like to, if you have anything that you wanted to add, would love to hear from you on that. So let me just set this up real quickly. But what I want to say, all right, a couple of things. Let me get squared away here. Once again, today's show is in clear desperation to. The system wants us to turn on each other via red rum. Getting out is necessary. And I said that for, you know, one of the things that you're seeing going forward in today's world is you're seeing seeing the overall algorithms that are becoming something that you don't just or you're not just affected by in a digital space. On a computer screen or in a computer matrix that's held within a centralized location such as the internet. But what you're seeing is you're seeing the overall algorithms come to life by the artificial intelligence to where it is taking on a physical position and stature. And that is going to definitely be something that you need to know and properly position yourself for. And if we were smart, we would have already seen things when they were coming and prepared for them way in advance. We have to start to facilitate and to actually populate a 100-year, 200-year, 500-year, and a 1,000- and a million-year plan from you where you stand right now. Because if you don't do it, who will? The system has gained great leverage by doing that. Because when you have a million-year plan, that means anyone any object or anyone that falls in objection to you is behind, is in trail, is behind you. So very, very important that we do that. So in today's world, let me see this real quickly. Sorry about this, everyone. So in today's world, we're starting to see that, and it's been around for a very, very long time. It's not anything that's new. Not anything that's new. One second. So we had definitely have to be properly prepared for facilitating just that. So the setup is here, and we need to know it so that we could properly position ourselves, and we need to set up our own. That's one of the things that we have to stop becoming is responsive, and we have to start building as soon as we possibly can. It's definitely something that we need to be doing. So today's show is a couple of things that I want to look at with you all in regards to that. Now, before we do that, I want to just get you ready for this. There's something that is on the verge of happening. And when it does happen, it's going to be used for a benefit of the system. And that is the overall military engagement with North Korea. Now, over the weekend, there was a tweet that was sent out by the celebrity figurehead, and he said, told Rex Tillerson, our wonderful Secretary of State is wasting his time trying to negotiate with Little Rocket Man. And after that, he said, save your energy, Rex. We'll do what has to be done. And meaning this, but what a lot of people may not have known was that there was actually a State Department confirmation or response that was on this Friday evening or so. The State Department put out a statement, and the statement said this one, September the 30th, 2017, Press Corps colleagues, sending this to the press corps. The following, move this down. The following is attributable to spokesman Heather. U.S. diplomats have U.S. diplomats have several open channels in which we can communicate with officials within the North Korean regime, despite assurances that the U.S. is not interested in promoting the collapse of the current regime, pursuing regime change, accelerating reunification of the peninsula, or mobilizing forces north of the DMZ. North Korea officials have shown no indication that they are interested in or ready for talks regarding denuclearization. Best regards, the State Department's press office. And it says, actually regards. What does that mean, ladies and gentlemen? And this was not carried on mainstream media. What does that mean? That means the U.S. has severed and had diplomatic negotiations and ties with North Korea, and now they've severed those ties. And anyone that knows anything about the military is what? Before you only go to war after when military ties have been severed. That means that the fighting now will begin relatively shortly, and in depending on the overall participants, when that will be is up to the overall logistical plannings of those that will be engaging. So the U.S. has now moved into the position just before there is a all-out admitted military engagement, which will be nuclear. And you need to be ready for it, because the system is desperately trying for us to facilitate our own demise by us killing each other. And they're doing a wonderful job at setting that stage up completely. Now, here's what happened. The U.S. had offered North Korea a deal. And the offer was what they usually would offer, and it went something like this. The U.S. was offering normalizations of relationships and a diplomatic relationships regarding in recognition of North Korea. So they wanted to have normal diplomatic relationships with North Korea. If North Korea would agree to have UN monitors the disposal of all of their nuclear assets and productivity plants, completely wind back to conventional arms only in return for dropping of the sanctions against North Korea and providing cash to them to get them started in a new relationship with the United States and the world. That was the offer to North Korea. And what do you think North Korea said, Scotty, my man? And I'm going to answer for Scotty. Brother Dave, they probably said no. That was exactly what they said. You're right, Scotty. Absolutely. They said no. They said no to it. And if you look at it, they were supposed to say no. That was the appropriate thing to do. But we know that they're all in it together. But just for the sake and purpose, let's look at it from a standpoint that is not. What does this mean now, ladies and gentlemen, that all ties militarily have been broken? Excuse me, all diplomatic ties have been broken. The only thing now next is the overall military confrontation, and believe me, it's going to start. And when it starts, I do believe what you see in North Korea from the starting of this, what you see is going to happen from the engagement in North Korea, you are seeing a part of it in Puerto Rico. That is going to be the stage that's going to be set, and they're going to turn one against another. They're going to turn you against your neighbor, us against them, me against you, you against me, family against family. Why? Because what does that do? What does that offer? That offers the system control. That offers the system great leverage. That offers the system great energy, and they know exactly how to use it. Unfortunately, we haven't been here that long, and we need to learn something very, very quickly. And what we're capable of learning is everything. Everything. So now, North Korea said no. So what does that mean? Well, now you're wasting your time to prepare. You're wasting the government. Take the U.S. government under celebrity figurehead Donald Trump says you're wasting your time. And let me tell you what's going to ramp this thing up. This all these investigations against the celebrity figurehead and everything, that's only ramping everything else. The war has already started, and one of the ways that the war has started is that it's been by way of cellular technology where you can control the weather. They just won't admit it. Well, they did admit it. They absolutely have admitted it. And they're going to use it. And they're using it right now. So what does that mean for you? It's so important that you don't get caught up in what's the things that are happening today. From the standpoint other than to see that there is an agenda, and they want to do something. And what it is that they want to do is that they want you beholden to the system itself. And they're willing to do what? They're willing to kill women, children, men, innocent people of all ages. And they're willing to destroy many in that overall sacrifice for their overall control. To them, it's worth the sacrifice. Sacrifice them. It gets us more power. It gets us more position. It gets us more leverage. But see, we're so naive and gullible and such the asshat to think that someone wouldn't do that. Really? Look at what the system has taught you to do to people and what you have done to people before you say that. And then when you do that, you say, yeah, it's capable. History tells you. So what is this going to do? This is going to really change the way your quality of life and standard of living. Something is going to happen, and I believe it's going to happen in the month of October, relatively soon or before, major, where it will resemble a major national crisis, and you will know, oh, shoot, we are at war. And not only that, you will wish that you had prepared for it if you hadn't prepared. And even if you had prepared, you will wish that you had done more. But I will tell you this, it'll be too late to be thinking about that stuff then. And the word stuff is not what I would have said to you if I knew you and I saw you personally. That type of thinking is not going to change a darn thing, and I wouldn't be using the word darn. So your overall window to shape the heck up, and I wouldn't be using the word heck, is closing, so that you will not be in a position of disadvantage. And I'm not saying that to scare you, that's just the reality. And if you're scared, that's because there's a cowardice streak that runs through you. Only cowards are scared. they're willing. Why don't we just talk about something else? Why can't we just ignore this and it'll go away? Because that's a cowardice streak. The system has never taught you to be emboldened, questioning, self-assured. It has also always taught you to be submissive, docile, cowardly, and fearful. Easy to invoke fear. This is why their movies do so well. They scare people. How many times you heard to say, I like scaring, I like to be scared. It's a different spirit. Just like all the other things that's detrimental to us. People say, I like it. I absolutely like it. And this system has taught us in our own individual ways, just as unique as we are, there's a unique temptation that we all have. And the system looks to find that trigger, and it provides for an atmosphere or a paradigm that will be able to facilitate that fancy. And they've been perpetuating and putting this into existence for millions of years. And here it is, how old you are, and you're coming up against it now. Son or daughter, you're going up against a pro with amateur experience. I would say, time to grow up very quickly and look at things from a logical, sovereign, independent standpoint, and you'll be able to see the lies. And you will not only, you will see your weaknesses, and they will not be intimidating or be something that you try to hide from, but it's something that you will energize. So many times we focus on what we do well, and we ignore what we don't do well. When in actuality, we should be giving energy to what we don't do well so that we can start to do it well. It is a solution to that. Whatever it is that you don't do well, do that more often. Watch how it changes. Why aren't we changing our weaknesses into strengths? Because the key is to try to maintain your strengths that you already have and add new ones to it. But see, this is the thinking, and this is the overall motivation, and this is the encouragement, and this is the self-assurance that the system has in subjugating and enslaving us. That's why they do so well. They're self-insured to produce. They're assured that they will accomplish. Because the energy that they, through their will, that they put into it. What program of dismantleization, what program of subjugation does the system ever get put under? Could you imagine running an Olympic race downhill when everyone else has to run uphill? What resistance does the system really have? And I would tell you, the overall things that we've been doing in the past, you know them all, they offer no resistance. The system lets you know their weakness, what the Achilles heels is. We know what it is. We know what it is, but we never use it because we never really think about it and we never put any energy to it. What is that? Our refusal to participate. How many of you, show you the power of this, how many of you continue to, let's say, Pampers, for an example. Pampers only has one size or three sizes for babies. And this generation, everybody that's now, we don't have any of the babies that we have now. But we for you and everybody else that's in the world, goes back to when you were a baby and that was the only time that there were Pampers. Okay? So now, how viable would Pampers be today for creating baby-sized diapers if there were no babies? What would that mean for Pampers? How many of you would buy Pampers? Since you're not buying Pampers, what does that do to Pampers? That puts them out of business. How many of us, if we stop giving energy to this system, it will be just like Pampers? We gave energy to it when we were immature, naive, and young. But now that we have awakened to maturity, we no longer give energy to it. Pampers can't exist. Bye-bye, Pampers. And Pampers, before it goes under, guess what Pampers will do? In a bid to try to stay in existence, Pampers will it reveal everything about itself to get one more adult to wear the Pampers or to buy the Pampers that they can't use. Because they'll start to go through the overall disassembling of their institution, and as it starts to unravel, you start to see all the loose ends. And everything that was hiding it before is no longer working, so guess what? The light comes on. This is the energy that really gets us to sovereignty. But see, here's the thing. Now I want you to think about Pampers for right now with adults. Pampers will stay in existence if adults keep buying Pampers and thinking that they can use them, and thinking that the Pampers is going to be functional for them, think that it's practical from them, regardless of that, if the darn things don't fit. It doesn't fit in your life, but you still force it in your life, so shall it be. It will exist. And it will exist with the same energy as it working in your life, because it's working on your life. Too many of us are wearing Pampers. Take your baby diapers off. We need to take our baby diapers off. And I'm not talking about you so much as the Tando Radio Show listeners, because you realize the importance of preparing. It's not about you, but it's really about those. But see, this is the thing. We too were in Pampers and wore those Pampers. We have to show a different way at the appropriate time without overextending or jeopardizing ourselves. But for some of you, that may be, no, we need to do that. I respect that. I honor that. And I say you're right. I support it. Some of us say no. And I would say that no is not a bad cry either. One of the things that I always think that I think is this, is that sometimes you become too nice. And not nice from the standpoint of that it's good to be rude, because rude is a foolish temper being exposed. But what we do is that we want to hope, and we want to have an unrealistic fantasy approach to thinking that things is going to be all right, because there's a great leader that's going to make everything all right. And yeah, there is a leader that's making everything right for Pampers. And how they're doing it is they're making you think that you need Pampers. So Listen, get ready to go to a commercial break. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, Scotty, give me one extra minute in the commercial break, please. If you'd like to get in on the show, I'm going to read a couple of things and want to just expose some things we got to talk about. You all have to be prepared because things are going to be changing. I don't want you to be caught like everybody else that was caught flat-footed when the punch comes. Want you to be on your toes. Give us a call, 866-510-9025. Hit star, C-U-N-Q. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, hit star, C-U-N-Q, and we'll definitely bring you up. All right, so was talking about the system, and there's a couple of things that I want to use as an example. And if any of you have any questions or comments about that, would definitely love to hear from you. You know, everything that's happening has been orchestrated by this system. And I think there's a lot of things that are happening that's being orchestrated by those of you that have already left the system. You're beyond being awoke. Now you're exercising your overall sovereignty. Black Talk Radio Network is an example of that. You as listeners of Black Talk Radio Network are examples of that. That's what makes things so encouraging. And that's with something that we can definitely consider one of the greatest hurdles that we've gotten over, that is the most significant one. And where we go from there is going to be perfect, in my opinion. We absolutely build as much as we possibly can, as far out as we possibly can build it. That is a success. And it all starts with us individually first. But before we get into that, but if you'd like to get in on the conversation, definitely give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. One of the things I want to do real quickly, a couple of things. I want to go back to something on Friday that I didn't get into because I was late getting into the show. Wasn't able to get in on time. And so, there's one thing that I want to share with you all, where this whole thing is. This, from this war scenario and to everything else, is all a part of control. See, the system knows that control is more powerful, more significant, more relevant than ownership. You'll hear it. They control the purse strings. They control this. They control that. It's not ownership. It's control. It's all about control. So there's an article. Real quick, let me pull this article up. Real quick. And let me see, one second, I'll get to it. Hold on, wait a minute. Oh man, what happened to it? All right, it's gonna come up. One second, sorry, bear with me. I'm going, where the heck is it? Oh, it must be earlier. But it has to do with Puerto Rico. And I thought it was very, very significant, and I wanted to read it. Where'd it go? Wow. Took it down? Oh, okay. That's no. You don't take it down here. One second. Let me just... I may need to go to the day before. Huh. One second. Got to do it. And, well, I'm going to just say this. What we're seeing in Puerto Rico is actually the overall desire for the system, because that's what the system always wants to do. It wants to move you off your land. It wants to get you in a position of disadvantage. It wants you to surrender. It wants to see if you really look at it. By the moving you off the land, what are they doing? They're treating us, the general population, as sheeple, and they're directing where they should go. And I think it's very, very important for us to recognize that and see it way before, and then to ensure that, no, we won't participate in this type of thing, because we realize that we don't need to give the energy to it, and then we don't give energy to it, you can't exist. Yes, you can attack, but your attacks will be futile, because we use a sound mind in which we think about what's going on, and we are disciplined, and we are developed in our overall culture of how we move. So I think this is going to be it. Okay. I think I'm getting to it. Okay, it's an article. I ain't going, nope. All right, so maybe I thought I posted and I didn't post it. Anyway, so, but there's another article about Puerto Rico that I want to share with you all, because it's so, so important. So let me just move up back to today's. And then we can go through it. And I want you to see what's really happening. Here's the article I posted today. It comes from the Orlando Sentinel. .com. Governor Scott declares state of emergency to help Puerto Rico recover. Now, you heard me say on Friday that it was a while back, I was on another radio show, Blackonomics, and I said, hey, Puerto Rico is marked. Puerto Rico is going to be destroyed. And the other co-host that was there says, nah, I just came back for Puerto Rico, Dave. That's not true. You may have, you know, that's not true. It's going to be this. Puerto Rico's this. Puerto Rico's that. And it's, you know, it's where everything goes. Nah, man, that's, you know, you tripping. That's not what's going to happen. I said, no, well, watch in a couple of years from now. Watch 3 to 4 years from now. See where Puerto Rico is 3 or 4 years from now. Well, it's 3 years later. Look where it is. And it's not by a coincidence. And like I said, it was already, they tell you everything that before they do it. So here's what's up, in my opinion. This was always the purpose. This was always the agenda. So let me just read this to you real quick. Tallahassee, Governor Rick Scott declared a state of emergency in every Florida county Monday to help the state provide services to Puerto Ricans fleeing the devastation of Hurricane Maria. See, that's what they wanted them to do. They're moving them off the land like cattle. And how are they moving them off of the land? By cattle, by way of manipulating the weather. If you didn't think that they could manipulate the weather, JFK said it in a speech to the UN, that they will be able to in the future, in his accent, we would be able to modify the weather, manipulate the weather. And then after that, his predecessor, the one that was engaged in the overall, him become the predecessor, said it at a graduation that they can use the weather, they can modify the weather to their overall desire and what they need. If they told you they're going to do it, what makes you think that they're not going to use it? If they're going to tell you that they're going to do something, when we going to believe them? But see, we don't know these things. We watch too much basketball. We watch too much football. We watch too much baseball. We watch too much of this. We watch too much of that. We do things and we don't listen to, and we don't see the system as a threat. We see the overall what the system wants us to see, and to distract us from what we really could do, the system tells us what we should be paying attention to. Hey, they not standing up for the flag. Hey, don't let them get away with that. They create the conflict that turns into a crisis. Then you beg them for the solution to what they created. What is that? That's called a fix. You're able to control. You're able to regulate. They got the overall mental capacity and the mental attributes and the mental gauge. It's regulated in the black community, the white community, this community, and that community. And whenever they want to turn the heat up, they turn the heat up, and the overall people respond just the way that they've instructed and told them to do, because they're working off a regulated gauge that gives them position, because they have control. Create a situation, something happens, they tell you what to do, they put it in the media and everything else, and then the media is subliminally telling you how you're supposed to act. It's one side versus the other side, because when you do that, then you'll never see the side that's really attacking you. You'll never, ever protect your flank. You'll never, ever protect what you, because they'll always have you running straight forward. You'll never look back. You'll never look to the sides, and you'll be so emotionally attached to it all. And if you ever seen someone that's filled with rage, they get tunnel vision. They only can look in one direction. This is the system at its best. So let's go back to the article. And one of the things, let me say that before we do this, one of the things is that they invoke your emotions so that you'll be just like them. They're not stupid, but the system is evil. So, goes on. The article goes on. The key is always somewhere at the very beginning. First sentence tells you everything. Monday, the governor declared a state of emergency in every Florida county. Monday, to help the state provides services to Puerto Ricans fleeing the devastation of Maria, Hurricane Maria, because they want all of the citizens, they want everyone in Puerto Rico to flee from the devastations of Maria. They're going to make it a living hell, and this is going to be the choice. You can stay here and die, or you can go to the states. You can stay here and die and go to the concentration camps. I mean, to the states. Where they got hot meals for you. Where they got running water. Where they got toilet paper. Where they have the staples. Where they have security. Where they have lights. They got clean water, too. See, when we walked into man's pen and man's cage, everything within the confines of that cage became the overall property and became the overall state of our existence, with the ownership of everything in that cage. The occupant owns everything in that cage. And you know what they fill our cage with? Propaganda, lies, deception, fear, anger, rage. For the purpose of surrenderance, for us to surrender. So I want to get back to this article real quick. I want you to see where this is going and why this is so important, because they're going to use this again right here relatively soon. And it's not only just going to be in Puerto Rico, but the overall virus of Puerto Rico, the devastation of Puerto Rico, is going to spread to the whole United States. Goes on. In addition, Scott announced disaster relief centers will be set up in Orlando International Airport and in Miami to help those seeking refuge in the Sunshine State. You see the overall propaganda of the writing right here. You think that this isn't getting out to Puerto Rico? You think this overall agenda isn't getting out to Puerto Rico? You can go to the Sunshine State. You can go to Miami. You can go to Orlando. We got reliefs for you there. The whole state is going to be present, is going to offer itself to you. Guess what? We'll even give you some money. You haven't had money in a long time. We can get you jobs. We can get you. Just got to leave the land. See, there's different ways to conquer people. There's different ways to enslave people. The objective is the same. The method may change. One of the things that happened to us is that we walked away from what was perfect in the ecosystem. We walked away from that system. How many jails do you see that the ecosystem has for people? Anytime that you have a criminal element in the ecosystem is because that overall individual entity, whether it be a B, what's up to my man DJ, yes, B, sometimes be some knuckleheads too, you know what I mean by that, inside joke. You know that, but it's not far, it's far and in between. It's nowhere near what they have right now. Think about it, ladies and gentlemen. You know, you realize that the only reason why you have crime is because you have a state of a insane system that we live by. It's causing people to go crazy. Most people that do poverty crimes is because they've been held in poverty purposely. In the overall animal, in the animal world, you don't have criminals running around. Why? Because they don't have a system of plenty and lack. They don't have a manipulated system. There is no one different animal that's manipulating the overall sources to sustainability in the staples of the overall other animal lives. You don't have that there. Yes, some animals eat the other animals. Yes, that is it. But see, there is no manipulation. You got to work for that. Sometimes you make it, sometimes you don't. Sometimes you catch somebody slipping, sometimes you don't. Sometimes you're trying to get somebody, you praying on somebody, and somebody else gets you. That's the overall cycle. But you don't have criminal mentality. Why don't you have criminal mentality? Because you don't have a civilized entrenchment. We have a civilized entrenchment that is built off manipulation. This is why people commit crimes, especially poverty crimes. And then when their overall exacerbation of that turns into, and the overall growing of that turns into where people become mentally disturbed by the overall pressures of the manipulation, they will do things that they would otherwise not do. How many people that have plenty even have the overall constitution to harm? They don't think that way. They don't scheme and scheme that way. The reason why people scheme that way is because the overall the system itself is scheming and stealing and manipulating their demise, and they realize it. They just can't put their finger on it, and they think it's what they're supposed to do. There are no serial killers in the ecosystem. So the article goes on. Puerto Rico is absolutely devastated, and so many families have lost everything, Scott said in a statement. Our goal is to make sure that while Puerto Rico's governor Ricardo is working to rebuild Puerto Rico and families displaced by Maria that come to Florida are welcome and offered every available resource from the state. Now you hear what's saying there. This is political jargon to move the cattle. Sometimes they use dogs to move the cattle. Sometimes they use horses. Sometimes they use a whistle. Sometimes they use a whip. This is cattle moving. And once you move the people off the land, now you can't go back. Because you surrendered. Goes on. The relief centers at Orlando International Airport and others at Miami International Airport in the Port of Miami will open Tuesday, according to news releases from Scott's office. Now, when is relief starting to make its way into Puerto Rico? Remember it was delayed? You think that was by chance? Yeah, they had the perfect law. See, they put laws on the books from old time because they plan on using them at the appropriate time that best serves the overall interest. These disaster relief centers will help Puerto Ricans coming to Florida get matched with all the available state resources they may need and ensure that their families come into Florida. They are given the tools that they need to work and provide for their children with a great education, Scott Skid. Now, a great education, what does that mean? You come to Florida, now you're never going back to Puerto Rico. It's all a setup. Saw this coming from a miles and years before it happened. Puerto Rico done. There were other places that we identified as being done as well. They're being done. Article goes on. But the relief center at the Orlando, which will be set up at Terminal A, won't directly provide resources to those seeking. State agencies such as the Department of Health and Department of Children and Families, along with the charities such as the American Red Cross and the United Way, will connect with those in need with shelter, food, water. Arrivals from Puerto Rico won't be able to stay at the relief center, the airport spokesman said. Do you hear what's going on here, ladies and gentlemen? It's the same old thing all over again. Let me tell you what, this is the playbook out the Nazis. Department of Health in the Department of Children and Families, meaning they separate children from family. See, one of the things about this sick society of ways and means, when you give into this system or you are born under this regime, under this reign, those that have their minions, the different minions, have different payment requests from the ills of their overall temptations. Some want drugs, some want young boys, some want young girls, some want this, some want that. But there's a huge demand for the youth in so many different ways. And they're facilitating it right under the noses. At this point, there is unknown of how many people or what will be needed, so it is a starting point. Flynn said, it's merely a reception point to say, here's what you can look for or what do you need. F- Flynn said the centers will be up and running at 11 a.m. Tuesday, when the first plane from Puerto Rico is expected to rise. You hear that, y'all? At this point, there's unknown of how many people. Why is that, ladies and gentlemen? Because they don't want to give you a body count. They don't want to count. You mean that these had to hold my temper. You mean these people forgot how to count? There's no way that they can have a count and no way to show of how many. No, that's a lie, ladies and gentlemen. They know exactly how many people have been counted. They know the exact numbers, but see, they put this out so that you'll never know, because if only 5 people come, you'll think that that's what it was. 20 people come, that's what you'll think it is, when in actuality it's thousands, and then you guess what? Those thousands just damn near disappear. This is the magic, the spell weaving. At this point, it's unknown of how many people or what will be needed. So it is a starting point. You don't know how many people, huh? So you just think we gonna believe that after we know what happens when governments have large groups of people and they take out the selected ones that they want for whatever reason, and there is no way to amortize how many people have exactly gone through your process. We actually believe this. We actually think those that have been a part of the overall subjugation by dropping nuclear devices on people have all of a sudden have gotten a conscience to where they no longer do things like that. Oh, that wasn't us. Or they give you a reason as to why they did it. They give you a reason other than that they were, that it's a system was criminal. That means it hasn't changed. There's an excuse that they're going to give you. And we keep buying excuses. It's so good now that they don't even have to come up with an excuse. They just show themselves in all their pomp and arrogance, and the biggest idiot on the block will make an excuse for them. Hey, man, that's the government, y'all. Let's get what we need. They wouldn't do that. Ain't no such thing as conspiracy. You and them conspiracy theories. Jackass. The donkey. One of the things I learned about when I was, my grandmother taught me how to play poker. One of the things she said, David, whenever you play poker, make sure you look for the donkey at the table, meaning the donkey is the unskilled, naive, easily manipulated one. Make sure you look for the donkey at the table and target them. And if you can't find the donkey at the table, that's because the donkey is you. And all of the targets are on your back. We don't even know. We never even can pick the donkey at the table. So, article goes on. Scott's emergency orders will allow the state officials to waive regulations as needed to help the Puerto Ricans and to help bring more federal funding to help the state cope with the aid efforts. It is also prohibiting price gouging, allowing emergency shelters to open direct surplus funding to be used for recovering efforts, and allow the pharmacists to dispense 30-day supplies of medicines to the evacuees. We're going to provide everything for you. We're going to give you your dope. We're going to give you a slave's wage. We're going to regulate everything just right for you. You're going to be all right. In actuality, you never have been. So you can't tell that you're not sovereign and independent. They tell you you're free, because freedom comes with a tight closed locked door, and we fight for it. Lock me up. Give us free. give us to your free will. That's what it means. Use us the way you want to use us. Whatever you want to do to us, we're here. And it's not just one group, it's every darn group. But we don't see it that way. Because the donkey at the table can never identify the donkey moves. So, getting ready to go to a commercial break. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, hit **, and we'll definitely see you in queue when we come back. Definitely want to show, take a look at what this thing, what's next, how is this being played out, and it is being played out in a way that if you're prepared, you'll be fine. If you're not prepared, you will not be in a position of advantage. You will be just like this. They're going to move you to somewhere else. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, hit **. See you in queue. We'll bring you up. Okay, so what I'm basically laying out is everything that you're seeing in Puerto Rico, you're going to see here. There's a mass. This is what happened where wealth is being transferred. They're moving people off Puerto Rico because they're moving the overall wealth of Puerto Rico to other controllers. It wasn't just enough to have what they had before. They want the complete control over everything, because they have an insatiable appetite. This is why they allow Puerto Rico to get into as much debt it was going to be getting into, then say it wasn't able to pay. And see, and you know what it was? It was just like everybody. They was like, yeah, don't pay them. Yeah, but see, they put that system in place so you wouldn't pay them, so then they can do what? Come back and do this right here. We have no clue as to what just happened. Where'd that brick come from? Why do I keep getting hit in the head with this brick? Because you're standing in the path of the brick thrower? Maybe? So Puerto Rico was already marked, and it had plausible deniability. Puerto Rico defaults. Now Puerto Rico is being repossessed. Everything that you own can be repossessed. They are repossessing Puerto Rico from the people.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Scotty.
Yeah, Scotty.
I got a comment on Puerto Rico. I don't know if that's the proper language to say repossess. I mean, that's an occupied island. I had a chance to look at a brief history of the island since it became a possession of USA Inc. So this is an occupied island to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
This is European powers handing off a territory they then took from people who were already moving towards independence when they were part of Spain. And then because of the Spanish-American War and Spain losing that war, instead of giving them people their independence, they're going to pass it off to the United States as a payment for debt. I mean, this is all illegal transactions, if you ask me. None of these transactions.
Yep, that's exactly what it is.
And so I'm like, And I am aware of, and I've talked to people that's part of the Puerto Rican independence movement. You got Oscar Rivera Lopez just recently got out. And I don't see why everybody want to say they American citizens. No, they not. If they was American citizens, then they would have all the rights and privileges that a so-called citizen supposed to have. But they don't. Right. They right. can't even vote for president. They don't have a voice in Congress whatsoever. This is occupied territory.
They have a House of Representatives. They have a House of Representatives, but no senator. Exactly.
Yeah, but the dude in the House of Representatives, just like the person from Washington, D.C., their vote means nothing. It's just all ceremony.
Their vote means nothing. Yeah, it's a celebrity figurehead. Exactly, Scotty.
So I'm like, I mean, why would they even want to be U.S. citizens considering? And again, I'm just speaking in general terms. They've been sold out. They've been sold out by some of their leadership. And basically all that happened was that, okay, if you ask me though, why did they go in debt? If they really supposed to be a possession of the United States, if they a ward of the state, so to speak, then the U.S. government supposed to be paying for all that infrastructure. They shouldn't have had to go into debt to build it. And so but again, for you get people that sell out and what have you, so they fund this debt that they end up can't pay for, and the debt holder then sells that debt to other people, just like if you don't pay a certain bill or something like that.
Yep.
Where that company will sell that debt to another company for pennies on the dollar. But then that other company will call and come after you for the full amount. That's what's going on in Puerto Rico right now. Why would you want to be a citizen? I'd be fighting for independence right now. So, anyway.
Yep. And Catalonia is one of the examples. What I meant by the repossession, Scotty, was this, is that now, think about it. Those individuals, let's say you own a home on Puerto Rico that just was destroyed, right? How are you going to rebuild when they're not bringing any supplies in? How are you going to rebuild? How are you going to fix that hole in the roof that's there? How are you going to get the infrastructure that you need when they're not bringing it in? How are you going to facilitate the overall ownership of the property that you had when it's not being structured or serviced by a system that you can pay your debt to? And I said repossession because of this. Those families that are leaving Puerto Rico because of the state, because of the manipulation of the weather that was used to facilitate this, when they leave, they don't realize they're surrendering their overall ownership. And this is a hidden asymmetrical repossession of Puerto Rico. They're repossessing it, and they're going to reposition it in a different way. Repossession means they're taking it back from those that had it. And what are they going to do? In my opinion, Puerto Rico is going to be a hot commodity in the future, but it won't be open to the everyday person. It's going to be open only for the corporate structure. It's going to be open for business. The pharmaceutical industry that's there is going to be expanded exponentially. And then they're going to bring new people in. It may be some of the old people from the past, but they're going to bring them in from a different standpoint and a different leverage. They're going to bring them in and say, yeah, I know you have family ties to here, but Maria just erased everything. It's going to be a new Puerto Rico. And that exact same thing is going to happen here in the States. Let me tell you what I see happening. It's going to be a war. They're going to turn the lights out. And they're going to hinder the ability to repair It's going to hinder the ability to go back to what we've been used to, what we've been accustomed to. If you ever take someone out of their environment and put them in a new environment, there's a shock that that individual goes through. They almost become a wanderer because they don't know this land. They don't know this temperature. They don't know this. They don't know that. This is not what they're familiar. Hey, my food source should be here. This stream should be here. I know not to drink from this right here. I know that not to eat from this tree. I know not to hunt right here because this predator is over here, but I know this is a honey hole over here. Like, you don't know. What you don't know will be used against you. The U.S. is going to go through the exact same thing. This is a event that is being closely watched as to how the people respond. And the people are responding just as they thought they would respond, in a zombatized state, not only in Puerto Rico, but here in the United States. How many people are saying, wait a minute, wait a minute, this storm story is bull stuff. No. We know what really happened here. And because we know what really happened, we've been preparing and protecting ourselves accordingly. So because of that, we want to give Puerto Ricans the opportunity that maybe you might want to change your overall perception of things and rebuild yourself, and we'll help you to do it. But there is no organization that is such as that. Why? Because all of them have been infiltrated, and all of them have been put together for one purpose: to uphold the overall objective of the subjugation and enslavement. There is no sovereignty community, or there is no sovereign organization. There is no, just like there's a Red Cross, just like there is a United Nations, just like there is a United States that can send aid, there's a U.S. Navy that can send aid when they want to send it, how they want to send it, for what reasons they want to send it. There is no other system outside of that. There is no other option. And because there is no other option, there's only one direction. Just imagine. Let's say it was Gaddafi, and Gaddafi was alive, and Gaddafi had put Africa, the African Union, on the gold standard or the asset standard. I give you an asset, you give me one. They would have been extremely wealthy, and then what they could have said to Puerto Rico, hear me and listen to this very quick, easily. They could have said, yes, we realize that your nation, your island has been devastated, but we're going to send real aid and collective prudence with you all to rebuild, and then you can have your sovereignty back. What would Puerto Ricans there do then? They would do what? Rebuild. What transfer of land would be? What planes would they have to get on to get out of the country? Would Gaddafi pull them out of the country, or bring aid and everything else, real aid, to rebuild them practically immediately? Or how about this? Because you had that type of mentality, because you resonated that way, when that storm was created, artificially created to put Puerto Rico on the path, you could have stopped it, and there would have been no infrastructure breakdown anyway. And then you could have built on what has already been there in a much better way. Yes, you could have tore down the overall mentalities, the energy, and the disruptions that you were built on, and you could have replaced it with something more benevolent. But there is no situation. There is no other option, because we haven't built another option. And the U.S. is going to go through that itself. They're going to turn the lights out. And when they turn the lights out and destroy the everyday person's way of life here, they're going to give them an option. They're going to say, you're going to have to leave the United States. And I don't mean by getting on a plane and leaving. No, it's not what they're going to do. They're going to move you off the land without moving your feet. Because what they're going to do is they're going to do it just like a map. They're going to pull a map. You hear them pulling the rug from right under you? They're going to pull a map right up from under you, and they're going to put under you another one, or they're going to tell you to stand on this new map, and that new map will be restructured completely different. This section of the country will be a territory of China, a territory of Russia, and they won't be citizens of Russia. They'll just be territories. If you think that they won't do it, they've been doing it so far. Look at Puerto Rico. Scotty just talked about it. If it worked so well in the past, why would you break? Why would you change it? It ain't broken. And when the U.S. loses this war, and when the U.S. gets totally untied, they are going to be a repossession that gets invoked. And there's going to be new rules, new engagements, new territories, and new ways of life that are going to be stipulated. But you'll still be here, but it won't be what you had before. We've been here for a very, very long time, and it wasn't what we had before. See, one of the things about our history that they don't like to talk about was that the whole enslavement thing was really a part and parcel of a psyops. Yes, they took you off the land. Sure did. Yes, they entrapped you and had you on the boats of enslavement. But some of those boats weren't actual physical boats that went across the physical ocean. It was the orders, the contracts that were coming over on those boats, and the decision was already made to enslave the inhabitants that are there now. Now their land that they've known and been able to function in, the culture that they were able to function in, is no more. These be the new rules. So we got a couple of callers in queue. I want to get to them before we get out of here. Man, time flies. What up, Strategic Melanin? Ain't seen you in a while. What up, Ross? Let's go to my man, Brother Braggs, was first on the board. Then we got my man, Thomas, out of NYC. So we're going to go to Brother Braggs first. Brother Braggs, what's going on, my brother? Go ahead. Displacement the people off of the land, Brother Bragg. Oh, that Brother Bragg wasn't there. So unmute yourself, Brother Bragg, if you were there, and then I'll come back to you. Brother Bragg's probably had to do something, so we'll get back. So let me go to my man Thomas out of NYC. Brother Thomas, go ahead, my man.
Peace, Brother Dave. What's up, brother?
What's up, my man? How you doing, Brother Thomas? Yeah, Thomas, we do need to do a story on that AI stuff, so I want to get with you also because
I think, man. I just found out more stuff. There. Every time I read about it, I get more chills, man, you know. But, I wanted to talk to you because I, back in 2014, around 2015, you should be able to pull up a lot of articles if you just Google Puerto Rico and China, and you'll see how much investing China was already doing in Puerto Rico, and how much of a huge portion of that island that they actually own and bought up with that cheap debt. So, I wouldn't mm-hmm. be surprised if, in their own scheme of things, the U.S. didn't sell Puerto Rico to China and cause these hurricanes or whatever to facilitate that. And they needed, what, maybe they probably figured if we shoot three back-to-back, then, you know, we know we definitely got them because it was that 1-2-3 punch.
Yep, and that's because the U.S. has been in receivership. Exactly. I wouldn't be surprised. I share the same thoughts as you on that time. I mean, completely the same. But go ahead, brother.
I don't think they did it for receivership, though. But
I'm saying that the U.S. has been in.
I got
the. Yeah, the U.S. has been in receivership because they weren't able to facilitate the debt. So now they have to do what? Give up collateral. Oh, man, I think we lost Thomas.
I think they did it because for another reason, man. I just think that they did this to
mm-hmm.
they got to go into North Korea and they want to tie China's hands, so they threw them a bone. And as you saw just this week, I think just yesterday, they posted China kicked out a whole bunch of North Koreans, shut down a whole bunch of North Korean corporations out of China, pretty much cutting their ties. So I wouldn't be surprised if that was the back deal that wasn't made. Like, we're going to do it, you know, but the U.S. is going to hit them, and we don't want y'all jumping in. And, you know, but I really think that under that scenario, any scenario that the U.S. goes into North Korea and China doesn't help them, it's going to make China look real weak. So they have to help them.
Yeah. Well, in the 1950s, that's what kicked the U.S. out of. That's what stopped them from being able to facilitate getting into. China is nowhere in the world that they will ever allow North Korea to fall. And the thing that I see that there will be a reunification of the Koreas. It will be no longer North Korea and South Korea. And the overall reunification of that will be under the banner of North Korea, not South Korea. You know, that's just my take on it all, because, you know, think about it. In the 50s, North Korea wasn't even a nuclear-capable country, and the U.S. couldn't beat them when they had nukes. So what makes you think you're going to be able to do – what stops you? It was a million to 3 million screaming Chinese that were sent in as reinforcements to protect North Korea, because they knew that they couldn't have North Korea. One of North Korea's greatest attributes outside of its overall minerals that are within that country is that it has a nuclear capable country on both of its borders. And because of that, it's one of the things that Gaddafi didn't have. He didn't have any natural barriers. So yeah, Thomas, great, great point. And I did see the article where they said they kicked out, and I thought that was a lot of show and a facade for what was going on. This, to me, that this whole thing is they're in bed together because of the ASEAN and the nations. They realize that the overall world is going to be coming them for trade, so they're going to stabilize that area. And how do you stabilize that area? Is that the South Sea of China is South Sea of China, and that the Koreas are a Korea, all in accord with the ASEAN nations. So, yeah, I definitely see that. But, man, great point. I got to get to this one other caller, Thomas. So definitely we'll catch up, get to Brother Braggs, then we're going to get out of here for the day. Brother Braggs, go ahead. We only got 3 minutes left or 4 minutes left. Go ahead, Brother Braggs.
Peace. I was just going to say, they forget China's demanding land. China's also demanding land here in America, but they don't talk about that anymore for some reason.
No.
So, you know, because we're not going to give them gold, so they're coming for their assets. You know, but that's another conversation for another day. Hey, look, I was trying to get to you before I got too late, but I always sit back so long. I wanted to get into these words right quick, but that's a conversation for another day. I'm just going to say peace on that, man.
For sure, brother. Brother Bragg, definitely want to do that. And yeah, Brother Braggs is absolutely right. You can see, I can go over a couple. The J.P. Morgan Chase building is no longer J.P. Morgan Chase in Lower Manhattan. That was given over to China because of the London Whale incident. That building was you know, is worth billions of dollars. It was sold for pennies on the dollar for $312 million. Dollars to who? China. In Texas, there are actually different places that actually had a Chinese flag up, but they realized, nah, let's be asymmetrical about this. Take the Chinese flag down, put American flag up, and they own it. Most of the businesses are no longer owned by the overall U.S. because this is all receivership. When you can't pay, you definitely will lose assets, and it's all been done. You have, like, in different areas, they're buying up the Detroit area, buying up the Michigan area. They're buying up, Flint in Detroit area. They're buying up different places in Camden, New Jersey. They're buying up, and if you look at where they're buying up areas of industry, industrial places that they can refurbish. Why will they refurbish? Because they're bringing their sweatshops here. And under the untied states of America, you're going to have the same people that have been living here. Yo, everybody's going to have a job. Everybody's going to have a job, but they won't get paid anything to do it. So listen, got to get ready to get out of here. Much love, much respect. It's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. And before you ask for a a fortune, make sure to give one away. And I just want to say, man, greatly, greatly appreciate you all. So I think Melanated Roots is going to be coming on. It's Monday. Melanated Roots will be coming on right after Tando Radio Show. So definitely look forward to that. We got to get out of here so we can make room for them. Brother Braggs, if you would, chime us out of here. We'll talk to you all soon. Peace. Hey, be ready for any and everything. Never scared, always prepared. And you'll do fine. We'll talk to you soon.
Peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.